Well, hi, everybody, and welcome into this week's Clemson Athletics podcast. Don Munson, along with Alice Houston, who, of course, has just found out that she's going to be going to Augusta. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and going into her last campaign here with Clemson Women's Golf as well. So we're going to talk a little bit about the spring coming up. But right out of the bat here, Alice, just congratulations on making it to the Augusta National Women's Amateur. I mean, that right there, there's only so many people that are going to get invited to this. This is the inaugural event. What a great honor for you.
Oh, I am so excited to get there. It's really amazing that I'm going to get this opportunity. And the fact that it's the first one, we get to make a bit of history while we're there, too, is it's going to be a really great experience.
Those that kind of follow the Clemson Women's Golf social media account, they've seen the picture of the invitation. And unfortunately, that's all that you've seen is a picture of the invitation, because it actually went home to England and Mom's got it, right?
Yeah, it did. I wasn't quite sure when the invitations were going to be sent out. And so I didn't want it to arrive here and me be at home over break. So I had it sent home, and yeah, she said she FaceTimed me while she was opening it, and I got to see like the opening of the little green letter with the gold stamp on it, and it was amazing to watch.
It's going to be, my guess is that maybe by this time Mom already has all that stuff framed, although you probably have to have the invitation to get through the gate, so she may not be able to frame it yet. But what was that moment like for you? I mean, you knew it was coming. I mean, it's not like it was you didn't know, but it happens, and the day it happens, and when you, like you say, you're FaceTiming, what is that moment like for you?
Oh, it was really, really exciting. As you said, we were kind of expecting it to come, but like when it actually happens, it was just amazing. And like, I'm going through the registration process, and it's kind of like, wow, like we are making history here. We are the first lot of girls to be playing in this tournament. Like, they don't have female tournaments at Augusta, and it's just an amazing feeling.
Yeah, they have that drive, pitch, and putt contest, you know, for junior golfers that they have now, both male and female. But, you know, for the club to step forward the way that to try to embrace women's golf, I think is just awesome. Have you been to Augusta before? Have you stepped foot on the hallowed grounds of Augusta?
I have. We've been to Augusta twice. As a team, we're lucky enough that we get to go each year. So I have played there twice, but we play in, I think, February time. And so getting to play the week before the Masters, I have a feeling that the course is going to be very, very different to the time of year that I've played it before. Obviously, all the stands are going to be up. All the flowers are going to be in bloom. The greens are going to be like glass. And so it's going to be a completely different experience to when I've played it previously. And I get to be inside some ropes.
Hi, so first two times then are around Augusta, just like you said, what was going through your mind? What did you learn about the golf course? Is it a course that fits your game? I mean, I guess that all those thoughts have to be going through your head.
It's just a gorgeous golf course. You walk down the fairways, there's not a single piece of grass that's out of place. It kind of tricks your mind a bit, because you obviously see it on TV and it's like 13 on the stimp, but it's not realistic to be able to keep the grass at that level all year round. It would just die. So it's different, and we go at a time of year where the flowers are out, but you just walk around and go, wow, like this place is amazing. And every single hole, like you just remember all of the times, like when you're watching the Masters, kind of, oh yeah, like Phil was behind this tree, and yeah, they hit it in this bunker, and wow. And you just kind of, it kind of all floods back to you, and it's just an amazing experience to even walk around there, let alone get to play it.
Yeah, for 10 or more years, I used to go on passes with my father. And so that was back in the 70s and the 80s. And believe me, I can remember all that. Here's the thing, and I think this is kind of to your benefit, because the courses around here help. People do not realize the undulation and the chain. You know, it is a hilly golf course. Mm-hmm. There's very rarely a level lie. But there's so many courses that you all play on here because of the mountain region, right, that is right here in the foothills. I think it works into your favor.
Oh, I definitely think it will. Like, even the home course, the reserve, like, that's a hilly course. Mm-hmm. And so we know our numbers pretty well about, like, okay, we've got this much slope, like, I need to adjust however much, like, change what clubs I'm hitting. So I definitely think it will come in, be useful when we get out there.
And you and I have talked about this. I always say that golf is a game of 125 yards in. That's where it is. If you're going to be really good, you better bring your short game. Well, guess what? If you're going to be good at Augusta, you better bring your short game.
Oh, definitely, because those greens can be severe. Even when I've played it, like in February time, there are some putts where you just look at it and go, wow, this might not stay on the green. So it's definitely going to be about short game, holding some decent putts, and, yeah, sticking a few in there close when you have a chance.
Yeah, and knowing where to hit it. I mean, you got to know, because those greens, the way they can be cut into quadrants, you better make sure that your ball's in the right quadrant, because if not, you're faced with some doozy of some putts.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, there could be some landing spots out there that are pretty small. I'm hoping that they'll be a bit fair to us. Maybe not put us on Augusta Sunday positions, but, no, it should be really good fun.
All right, so obviously you're about to enter, though, your last season here with Clemson Golf. You've kind of played through the fall, but here we go into the spring. Mm-hmm. You got six tournaments that'll be coming up. Is it hard for you to believe that you're capping this thing off, that this is going to be it for you?
I can't believe how fast it has gone. Like, 3.5 years, it still feels like yesterday that I remember signing for Clemson and committing here. It's been an unbelievable journey. Like, obviously, being so far away from home, you kind of don't really know what to expect, but the Clemson family is a true thing. Like, it is 100% a family environment, and I have loved every single minute of being here. I don't want to graduate. I want to stay. I want to stay as long as I can, but I've just loved it. I can't believe that it's nearly over. So we're going to go out last semester, make it the best one, and give it all we've got.
And, you know, I think that this program is about to take that next step as well. You know, y'all have done really good here the last couple of years, but the next step now is to get there and really be able to compete for a national championship. I think you've got the tools to be able to do that on this team.
Oh, I definitely think so, too. We've got four really great freshmen who have just come in, making the lineups, pushing to make the lineups, qualifying as competitive as it's ever been. We're having outrageous scores, like just making lineups. And I think that's something that we've struggled with in the past. We've not necessarily had the depth. But now we pretty much have 7 out of 7 who are right on the edge of making lineups, borderline every single time. And that's really important for a team. Obviously, it's not necessarily about your number one or like your number two. It's about, okay, what's our 4 and 5 score? Like, what are we counting? And we've never had that before. And so I think it's going to be really, really good for our team. Obviously, should be in a pretty good position to make nationals this year. And we're just going to go out and give it all we've got.
To have that kind of caliber player, though, around you, how much does that help push you to be better, push you to be not just a better player, but also you're looked upon as the leader now of this thing? How much is it pushing you?
Oh, it helps massively, because you want to go out there and compete. You don't want to lose your spot on the team. And we make it fun, though, too. It's like friendly competitiveness between us. Like, we're all pushing each other to get better. And we are. You can see the differences out on the course. We're all getting better. We're all pushing each other. And it's just making a really, really good environment in the team.
All right. So tell me, what are you working on right now in your game? What's the area that you're thinking, all right, this spring, this is what I have to become better in?
Well, I've made a couple of swing changes over the winter, and they'll just be kind of making their way into my game a bit. But big thing is I'm making a bit of a change with my putting, kind of a mental change. I've always been a bit not aggressive enough, really. And so we're working to be a bit more aggressive with my putts and kind of learning to accept that three putting might be okay every now and again, rather than just dollying it up to the front of the hole, kind of actually holing a few putts from mid-range. It might lead to a couple of three putts, but the fact that I'm holing more, it all balance out and get better.
See, now, what you just said is a big change. Back when I played in high school, played a little bit in college, I was of the Nicklaus philosophy. The Nicklaus philosophy was to die the ball at the cup. But you're right. Today's game, it's all about being aggressive and not being afraid to have that 2.5 or 3 footer coming back the other way.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I've always kind of dyed it into the hole. But you're right, like, the game has changed massively, and you have to hole putts now. Like, you absolutely have to hole putts. And that's the difference between winning and coming 20th. And so, yeah, that's the biggest change that I think I'm going to be making out there this year.
All right, so from that mental aspect then, do you have somebody that's working with you on that? You know, there's Milt Lauder, I know, has been a guy that's been involved in a lot of sports here on campus, but who's helping you work on that mental side of this?
The biggest influence with the putting came from my putting coach at home. Mm. He kind of sat me down with some stats, really, and kind of showed, okay, if we look at the person who is ranked number one in holing putts from 20 foot and in, they're ranked 154th on three putts because they're getting it to the hole and drilling it in the back. You know, we do some team stuff here with Corey, and that's really good too, and that's helping the team environment massively. But yeah, it's kind of little bits from everyone always helping.
And swing changes also. Anytime I hear swing changes, that always gets my antenna, you know, up a little bit. So are we trying to get a little more upright? Are we trying to get a little flatter? What exactly are you trying to do with your swing?
Biggest focus is a bit kind of through impact, creating a bit more shaft lean, like creating a bit more pressure on the ball. Long time, I'm hoping I'll, like, push out a couple more yards, but that's not really the, like, main goal of it. Just tighten up dispersions, like, increase accuracy, and keep the numbers, like, tight.
You know, people that have seen you play, and I've seen you play, distance isn't something that is lacking in your game. And I hear you're seeing, you know, just trying to squeeze out a couple more yards. You know, not only, I guess, is that, like you said, in shaft lean, but also equipment. Are you amazed with, I mean, it seems like every year, and I'm sure that you dial your equipment in every year, that the changes that happen with just club faces, with shafts, with grips. I mean, they're changing grips around that will give you distances. Does all of that kind of boggle your mind a little bit?
There is definitely a lot of technology out there, and it can be quite easy to get kind of bogged down in all of it. I kind of just try and find something that works, and I'll hold, like, especially with, like, drivers and stuff, I'll kind of hold on to that for a few years if I need to, because I'm not trying to change just kind of for the sake of it. Like, if a new driver is going the same as mine, I'll probably keep my own, because, you know, I've got a lot of confidence with my own driver, you know, and if I'm not really going to get anything out of it, then I might stay. But I am looking to potentially make some changes with the, like, driver end of the side of it, but the technology that's out there is amazing. All these twist faces and I don't even know what else. Like, it's crazy.
It is nuts. Ball? Do you change around with the ball? I mean, you think about all the different kinds of brands of ball that are out there. Do you change brands of ball?
We're having a play around at the moment. Tried out some TaylorMade and Titleists while I was at home. But actually, TaylorMade are about to come out with a new one. So for now, probably not any changes just yet. When the new one comes out, I guess we'll have another little check. But always open to ideas. If something's going to make me better, then I'm open to trying it.
Right. As we're doing this interview, we're doing it here in the clubhouse that is here on the Clemson campus, which, by the way, we're doing in the bottom. They've redone all of this, which is fabulous. Down, though, the other end of the practice area, what has happened down there with the hitting bay and now the putting area, how much are you making use of that, and how much are you letting that kind of play into the things that you're talking about, to be more aggressive on the green, to get into Shafley and that kind of stuff?
The new putting like studio that we have is helping massively, because there's a whole kind of green area that can move. You can change the slopes on it. It can go up, down, left, right. And there's a projector that goes onto it with the line that you need to hit on for the slope that you have, like, chosen. So I'm using that to set kind of like 3 foot past the hole, the line, and learning how to see the different lines now that I'm having to aim a bit lower in order to hit it a bit harder and still go in. So I'm using that a lot. We have a new, effectively, weight room down there too now. We have cardio equipment, floor space, weights. Like, we have everything we could ever want down there. So using that to kind of build in strength, which I need to create some shaft lean. And obviously we have the track van in the hitting bays. We have a nice new set of nets that pull across now for when it's raining or if it's frosty outside and you're not allowed to hit onto the grass. It's just incredible, the facilities that we have down there. It's completely transformed. You can practice in all weathers because the putting's indoors. You can make the range technically indoors. So while it's a bit colder outside, we can stay warm and get some really, really high quality practice in.
Now, people that are obviously listening to this notice the British accent, so they know that you're from England. And I was laughing at you before we. I mean, you've become a South Carolina girl because it's like 55 degrees while we're outside doing this, and here you are in a parka. I was kidding you. This is like English summer. Mm-hmm. You know, when you first got here, you were saying, "Yeah, I probably would have been in shorts," but not anymore. You see, you've become a South Carolinian, so that's all good. All right. Give me some goals then. What are goals for you just personally as you get ready to take off through the spring, play your final events here at Clemson? It'll all be wrapped up by sometime in June. We hope so. What are personal goals for you?
Trying to get a couple of individual wins again this semester, get back in the winning circle. Obviously, we've got the Clemson Invitational this semester. Try and defend that. That would be incredible. Scoring average under par. I think, obviously, looking to turn pro next year, you're looking to shoot under par every single time. And so I think that'd be a really positive start. And then I think my last goal would just be to make the most of it. Like, I have 3 or 4 months left of the best experience ever. So I've just got to go and absolutely use everything that I can. And just make the most of this amazing place.
Academically, where are you? I mean, have you graduated? I mean, are you going to graduate in May, or where are you academically then?
I'll be graduating in May, all on course for that, taking my 5 classes this semester. Should be graduating on time and, yeah, ready to walk across the stage in May.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you play. All the best, though. I know that a lot of us are fired up to see you go down to Augusta. Unfortunately, I think that weekend that you're playing is the same weekend as spring football game here at Clemson. I'm gonna get tied up, so I won't get an opportunity to see you when you are going to be in action there. That will be on. Hopefully, you make it all the way to that Saturday event, which is the round that is actually at Augusta. Only 30 players are going to get there, and you know you've got to play well to get there.
Oh yeah, you have to play amazingly. This is literally the best group of players in the entire world. Like, there's not a single person that has been left off of that list who is still an amateur. Everyone will be there. The quality of the field is just going to be insane. I don't think I've ever played in a tournament quite like it, because you have people from every corner of the world. Like, the USAM obviously is quite like US heavy, and it's a bit difficult to get into tournaments like that if you're not kind of playing in college tournaments, or if you've not played a Curtis Cup to get an exemption. But the best of the best are going to be there, and you're not going to get through shooting average rounds of golf. Like, you're going to have to go out and absolutely kill it and make the top 30 to get the opportunity to play.
Well, I was privileged to be here on your recruiting visit when you came and actually take a little bit around this campus with you and your family. You've been an absolute pleasure to be around in the last 4 years. We wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, thank you so much. I've loved being here. I've loved every minute of it.
All right, there you go. Alice Houston, all the best to her as she works her way through the spring. All right, so that is our podcast here for today. Don't forget, for everything Clemson Athletics, it's right there at your fingertips at clemsontigers.com. We've got a lot of stuff that is going on right now, so make sure you make use of clemsontigers.com to keep up with what is happening in the Clemson Athletic world. For Alice Houston, I am Don Munson. Thanks for being with us. Go Tigers.